Hello and welcome to this special bonus episode of Speak Beastie for March 29th, 2020. I'm Amy.
I'm Helene.
I'm Marjolaine.
I'm Anne.
And I'm Oreo.
Woo! So, obviously you guys know this Sunday is not the Sunday our episode is supposed to come out, but we're all kind of stuck inside due to travel bans, curfews, quarantines, isolations, shelter in place, what have you. So we needed something to do, and we figured you, our lovely listeners, probably need something to do. So we asked you guys to send in questions in three categories so we could just have some fun and get some stuff off our minds. And you guys went above and beyond, so thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, these are great questions. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah.
You're the best. We have the best listeners.
We yeah. do.
And then we actually have a special bit of content from over in France that Marjo yeah. recorded for us. Actually, right when we were going to start recording this episode, yeah. this happened.
Yeah, because I realized when we set the time of our recording that it would be at 8 p.m. in France. And since the start of the quarantine in France, every day at 8 p.m., everyone is at their windows or in their garden, clapping and cheering to show their support to the healthcare workers. So that was the perfect timing for me to record it at my window, because so I live in Marseille, and in Marseille we are usually very loud, and this time again the people from Marseille are very loud, showing their support. So that's and I think we can dedicate this this clip for the host of Speak Beastie who are working in a healthcare system, so because we have a few.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's for you girls, for Lizzie and Juliana. And I don't know if there is other host, but I think the two of them are working very, very hard right now, so. That's for you girls.
And we appreciate everything all of our healthcare workers do. I know around the globe they're all working long hours and, you know, putting themselves at risk to make sure we're all safe. So your efforts do not go unnoticed. So thank you.
So next we're going to do a lightning round of our hosts' favorites. And so each host is going to ask five questions to another host. And we have to answer with the first thing that pops into our head. Sound good, girls?
Let's do it. All
right, we got this.
Okay, I'm going to ask Marjo questions first. Are you ready, Marjo?
Ready.
Okay. Favorite Fantastic Beast character?
Jacob.
Favorite beast?
The Mooncalves.
Favorite color?
Blue.
What are your favorite of the two movies that have been out so far?
Hey, I will say... I want to say Crimes of Grindelwald because someone has to...
Someone has to fall on that sword.
What about your favorite tie-in merch?
Oh, I love the Minalima's books. The first one was The Case of Don't Know What, and the second one was Archives of Magic. So yeah, that's my favorite books.
Those are good answers. I like that.
Thank you. So now it's my turn to ask Anne. So are you ready, Anne?
I'm here for it.
So the first question is my favorite. Favorite quote?
Graves.
Good.
Wow, that came really fast.
I mean, she did not have to think.
Lorax sewn into it?
Favorite spell?
Lumos.
Favorite food?
Ooh. I'm going to have to say butter chicken.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Favorite baby niffler? So the gray, the black and white, or the ginger?
Ginger.
And favorite minor character?
I think I'm going to go for... That's a tough question.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go for... This is not lightning because I can't remember his freaking name.
It's really slow lightning.
McLagan. McLagan's great-great-grandpa, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That we see in the flashback.
Yeah. The Gryffindor...
Cormac McLagan's?
Yeah, Cormac McLagan's, like, great-great-grandfather, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. Oreo, you ready?
I feel quite excited.
She's nervous.
But yes. Come at me.
Okay. Lightning. Favorite new case?
Augury.
Favorite season?
Spring.
Favorite kind of taco?
See, now I'm struggling because we don't have tacos here.
Yeah, same.
There are no tacos in Germany?
Well, there's generally not a lot of Mexican food here, so.
Oh.
Okay, favorite kind of sandwich?
Did you just call a taco a sandwich? I can't.
Maybe do you have kebab? You can choose maybe the sauce on the kebab, something like that. No.
We have kebab, but they always come with the same sauce. I'm sorry, is there like a taco with like vegetables? Can I just take that one?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay, I'll take that one.
Vegetable tacos.
Okay.
Fajita.
Favorite scene in both movies?
The nude case or the, well, I suppose not the case as much, but the cellar in Newt's house where we see all the bees, because honestly, that's the coolest part.
Nice. And favorite Hogwarts class?
Defense against the Dark Arts.
Good answer.
So now it's my turn for Amy. Amy, are you ready?
I'm ready. I just noticed I only have 4 questions to answer.
Ooh.
Here, I can type one in.
Throw
in
a mystery question.
Okay.
You're definitely not going to be prepared for that one then.
Okay.
Cool. So first one is favorite flower.
Sunflowers.
Favorite Fantastic Beasts quotable moment.
Oh. Worrying only means you suffer twice.
Good one. Favorite comfort food?
Potatoes.
Just plain potatoes?
Like baked potatoes. Yes.
Fresh out of the ground.
Yeah, I dig them out of the dirt and I eat them. Like baked potatoes, salt potatoes.
Mm. Okay. Favorite Fantastic Beef movie set or location?
I would have to say inside Newt's case.
I would only agree with you, obviously. And last one is favorite minor Harry Potter character.
Archie.
Yeah!
What?
God bless Archie.
Oh my goodness.
All right. So, Helene, your turn. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Okay. Favorite of the Fab Four. I'm assuming this means Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, I'm going to say Newt.
Good choice. Favorite day of the week?
Saturday.
Favorite Harry Potter book?
Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Ooh, don't hear that often.
Such a good book.
Favorite Ministry of Magic, US, England, or France?
Gotta go with the nostalgia and say England.
Favorite ship?
Is this Fantastic Beasts specifically? I'm guessing this is a Fantastic Beasts podcast.
Probably.
No, it's a Pokemon podcast.
Didn't we already establish?
You can say Titanic. It's all right.
Oh, yeah, the ship that Corvus died on. No. my real answer is going to be Nutina.
An obvious choice.
Yeah.
The only choice.
True.
So now we have a bunch of questions from the listener about the next movie, Fantastic Beasts 3. So the first one is from Jennifer. And will we get more baby Nifflers? Do you think?
I think it depends how much we jump forward in time.
They have to grow up sometime, yeah. Right? Maybe we'll get more adult Nifflers.
Maybe there's the grandchildren then of the OG Niffler. If we jump forward.
Yeah. Cute.
I mean, I feel like they have to put baby Nifflers in every movie now because they're just so beloved and people will riot if they're not in them.
I mean, they're such like scene stealers.
Accurate.
That's the secret of how they take down Grindelwald. They have an army of Nifflers.
Yes.
Baby Nifflers.
He gets distracted by the cuteness.
Throwing coins at him. Toby.
Yeah,
until he falls over.
So the next question is from Monet on Twitter. What beast are you guys looking forward to seeing in the next movie?
Oh.
Ooh.
So I want a Brazilian beast. I don't know what kind of beast, but I want a beast from Amazon.
We need a dragon. We need some sort of dragon.
Ooh, yeah. That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or something like a water-based beast that's in the Amazonian River.
Ooh, yeah.
A water dragon.
There, we've combined the two things that we want to have.
Nailed it. I honestly want more Thestrals, and I want more Zowu, personally.
Yeah, I always want more Thestrals.
Yep.
I mean, we're gonna get more Phoenix, so I'm sure.
Ooh, true.
That's true.
Another good one.
Oh, and we didn't have a unicorn yet, so I guess we need unicorns,
too.
I feel like usually by this point, they've said something about different beasts that are going to be in it. Like, I feel like usually ahead of filming, something usually slips, but...
Well, they released all those Funko Pops before the movie came out last time with all these beasts that we had never heard of before, or like,
right?
Like I didn't know what I didn't know what a Madigo was,
yeah.
And when they came out with that Funko, so
yeah, soon
maybe they'll do that again.
So next we have a question from Anne. Is it you?
No, that was mine.
So will Jacob ever get to do any baking?
I mean, he kind of did in the first one. We did see the results.
Yeah, so any baking again?
Like any more baking? Any more baking. Like, or is the rest of his life just going to be an adventure?
He's kind of busy right now.
He doesn't even get his croissants, so.
What a
Maybe
shame.
Maybe he makes the adventure snacks.
He packs the lunch for the road trip.
Aww.
Exactly.
Jacob.
No, I hope. Aww, Jacob. I hope we will have more baking from Jacob. I hope so.
Me too.
So next we have a question. We have two questions from Finny on Facebook. And so she's asking, will Queenie survive?
No.
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 I'm going to be different and say yes.
Why?
Just because everybody's saying no and I want to be different.
So there's no theory behind that?
I mean, I guess she's probably the most, what's the word I'm trying to think of? Like, she of the main characters, she'd probably be the one that would die if she's going to kill off any of the main characters. But I don't know. She didn't kill off any of the trio in Harry Potter, so
but she maybe she thought won't kill about off it.
Yeah, she can think about it all she wants, like, but she didn't make it canon.
With Queenie like working with Grindelwald right now, like I don't think she's going to forever. She's going to eventually want to go back to the right side, and I don't think it's going to be possible for her to leave Grindelwald's service.
Yeah.
He'll probably just kill her.
I would have, probably like a week or two ago, I would have not felt so strongly that she wouldn't. But now that we've heard Alison Sudol say that there's yeah. shocking stuff ahead for her character. I'm just that doesn't sound good for you.
I forgot that.
Well. Maybe she becomes a ghost.
Ghost
queen. And then she can stick around.
I'm always sad when I'm thinking about main character becoming ghost, because that means that they are not ready to move on, and that's quite sad.
That is true.
I could see that for Queenie, though. I could see her not being ready to move on.
Yeah.
Poor Queenie.
Yeah.
So, because apparently Finny want to stay in the sad part of the question, the next one is, will Leta leave?
Yes. Hashtag Leta lives.
Mm. Hashtag Leta lives, yes. No, 100% behind that. And I got this. We did a whole episode on it.
I say she will.
Yeah, I will say no, but... I respect
the
your
Europeans
hope.
Are very pessimistic.
And last, we have a question from Melanie. So, will anything at all make sense at some point?
No.
I mean, we can only hope.
Yes, it will. Don't worry.
But probably not for a really long time.
When the credits roll on movie 5, you're going to sit back in your theater seat. And you're going to go, that was definitely worth it.
No. When the credits roll on movie 5, there's a scene after the credits that says, we're going to do another 3 movies because we couldn't tie up the stories in 5.
No. So, like, Newt and Tina are sitting in a coffee shop, right? And Nick Fury comes in and he's like, I'd like to talk to y'all about the Wizarding World Initiative.
No, they're just going to have one long exposition at the end of the 5th movie that explains everything. They're going to have Olaf from Frozen come in and reenact the entire... all 5 movies.
No, I think we will have more things to make sense in the next movie, but obviously I think it will follow the structure of the ring composition, so the movie 3 will be the centerpiece, but the movie 4 will answer some question from movie 2, and movie 5 will close the loop. So I'm hopeful to I trust Rowling to planning in her planning follow this type of structure, so we'll see. Maybe she has not the last word in that, but we'll see.
Fingers crossed.
Okay, so would you rather Fantastic Beast style?
Ooh,
I'm excited for this.
Would you rather hang out with Newt Scamander or Eddie Redmayne?
Newt. I love Eddie, but... like, Newt has all the creatures, man. Like, I don't think Eddie, like, has Nifflers and Thunderbirds and Kelpies. I mean, kids. Eddie, if you do, like, hit me up. I'll come home, but...
You don't want to hang out with either of them. You actually just want to hang out with the beasts, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing, too.
Well, I mean...
That's fair.
They're both lovely humans, and I would love hanging out with them. But, I mean, you know, just the beasts that just... upset, just like when you meet someone like really great, but like if they have like a dog or a cat, it just makes them that much cooler. Same sort of concept.
Helene, would you rather work for Grindelwald or work for Voldemort?
Ooh.
I'm not evil. I would probably not be working for either of them.
Well, the question is not when.
I would rather work for Grindelwald.
Which I think is a fair point.
Because, Voldemort is just scary. Like, I just feel like he would murder me for, like, stepping on his foot or something.
He just tortures his people all the time.
Yeah. Grindelwald is also scary, but not, like, that outright scary. Like, I'd be more, I guess, actually, I don't know. I feel like I'd be more scared that Voldemort would kill me. And I think I'd be scared that Grindelwald would kill my family. So maybe I would want to work for Voldemort. I don't know.
I'm fairly sure that Voldemort would kill your family too, if they didn't join.
Yeah, but I feel like Grindelwald would like use the people I care about to manipulate me, and Voldemort would just like use myself and my like self-preservation to scare me. you know?
Yeah, that's a fair point. Okay, well, Marjo, would you rather pick daisies with Umbridge or muck a stall with Graves?
Okay, so first of all, I must tell you that I had to look for what muck a stall means, because I never, encountered this. So, but now that I know, I definitely prefer to muck a stall with Graves.
Interesting.
I mean, Graves is good to look at, and like, you know, he may not be a bad guy.
Yeah, and even if he is not great, he is definitely better than Umbridge, and so. Yeah, no, I
better looking.
Yeah. That too, but yeah.
Okay, so next question is for me. Would I rather eat Queenie Strudel or Jacob's Beast pastries? And my answer is yes. Because I love bread. But
yeah.
Of the two, I think I'm going to go with specifically the Dougal pastry that we see at the end of the movie.
Love it.
Because it's real cute and I want to eat it. Okay, Oreo, would you rather continue the adventure to bring down Grindelwald or go off by yourself and find Graves?
Well, I mean, two things. First of all, I don't believe Graves still lives, so... and the other thing is, I'm the German. If I say I don't want to see how Visit Hitler's brought down, I feel kind of weird, so... So, you know.
Let's see here. Amy, would you rather be a sneaky billywig that escapes and randomly stings muggles to make them fly for your amusement, or a happy arumpent that also escapes but is searching for love?
This is so descriptive. Billywig all day.
Okay. And Helene, would you rather have Sasquatch show up in the films or have them officially name the Niffler pastries in the movies?
I love this question.
I would 100% have Sasquatch show up in the films. I want to see that.
Want to see how they would work that in there.
But they almost did in the first movie. We have the concept art of a Sasquatch in a prison. So we almost had. That's a shame.
I mean,
well, they have three more movies to make him show up.
We also told Dan what the Niffler is named, and so that could still work out for us.
This is true. We have an insider now that knows that the Niffler is supposed to be pastries.
Yeah. It's true.
It could happen.
Dan, don't forget about us. Make it happen.
Okay, so the next section... our listeners sort of took this upon themselves. We didn't have this as a section. They were just like, here, do kiss, marry, kill. Like, okay. So we have three of them. So I guess I'll just ask them to all of you. So first, Theseus, Newt, and Jacob. Kiss, marry, or kill.
Such an easy pairing. I mean, I don't want to kill any of them.
Well, you have to, Arya.
Well, let's see. I'm sorry. I'm going to say kiss Theseus, marry Newt, kill Jacob. Sorry.
What? Jacob. What? Not okay.
So what's your answer then?
Definitely kiss Jacob, marry Newt, and kill Theseus.
Yeah, I'd have to go with that too.
I like that we're all marrying Newt though.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, he's he's marriage material.
No, actually, I think Jacob will be the best husband of the three. So I will definitely marry Jacob, kiss Newt, and sorry Theseus, but I will kill you because I don't know you enough.
That's exactly why I chose him. We don't know as much about him, sadly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to kiss Jacob, marry Theseus, and make a sad attempt at killing Newt before Tina comes and kicks my butt.
Best answer.
No. If you choose to kill someone, you have to assume that they're actually going to die.
And then I'm just saying that Tina's going to come in and kick my butt.
So why do you kill Newt?
Well, I don't want to marry him or kiss him.
Okay. That's... rude.
Thank you so much, Feeny, for giving us this really easy pairing
that we all disagreed on. All right, next one should be interesting. Queenie, Tina, and Lita.
I mean, we can kill Lita because she's already dead, so...
We've Lita also lives. Decided that Queenie is already dead, basically, so...
Oh, no.
Okay. No, okay, so this is how it's going to go. I'm going to kiss Queenie, marry Lita, and kill Tina.
Ooh. 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 You'll hear from Feeny.
I know. I'm sorry.
At you,
Tina. Tina and I just like I love her character. I just don't think we would get along in real life.
Okay,
fair.
So I'll kiss Lita, marry Tina, and kill Queenie. Cause that mind reading shit would really piss me off.
Yeah, same. I was about to marry Queenie, but I remember that I can't stand a mind reader in my life every day. So I would just kiss her, marry Tina, and kill Lita.
I'm going to marry Tina because she's got that ministry job. So yeah. I get benefits. Kiss Lita. And I'm sorry, I guess it means I've got to kill Queenie.
Poor Queenie, just not having a great day.
What do you think, Amy? What's your answer?
I would say kiss Lita, marry Tina, kill Queenie.
Well, poor that's Queenie.
So we like all had different answers
on that pairing.
So nobody is marrying Queenie.
Oh yeah, no one married Queenie. Aww. That's true.
Sorry, Queenie, we've killed you 3 times. So
I mean, we don't have to choose to marry her because she'll just force us into it with magic.
Right. I mean, Jacob doesn't even want to. So
yeah.
Touché.
Well. Well, this one should be interesting. Mary Lou Barebone, Grindelwald, and Grimson.
I had to look up who Grimson was. I don't remember him.
I have to say...
I'm so glad I'm not the only one.
Yeah, that's me who added this trio. But I couldn't remember the name of Grimson. I knew which character I want, so I want the bad creature hunter from the last movie. But I couldn't remember his names.
You should have just written bad creature hunter.
Yeah. That guy.
Ooh.
Kill, kill, kill.
Yeah.
No, that was the point. I wanted to free bad characters. So, yeah.
Well, so makes it harder.
I'm going to kill Grimson because...
Yeah. What are you going to do with Grindelwald?
You know what? I'm honestly considering marrying him.
Yeah, same.
Because, you know, life would be interesting.
And maybe you can change him, you know? Maybe you can be like, look, dude, like, these creatures aren't bad.
Yeah.
Look, relationships shouldn't be about changing people, Amy.
Well, there's no choice in this scenario.
Or, look at it this way. If you marry Grindelwald, maybe he's rich, we don't know, and everybody else is looking to kill him. So when he dies, you'll get half of his money.
Oh, that's true.
And that's better than going into a relationship with the goal to change someone.
I mean, well, if you know he's going to die at the end of the... Well, he actually doesn't die in this series. He doesn't die. Never mind. No, well, he's in Deathly Hallows.
Yeah, but he's in prison from like 45 till 96.
But he isn't dead, so he's holding on to his money.
Yeah, but as his wife, you would still be able to get access to it.
I guess. Honestly, it's just out of the three of them, I think I just can't be married to either Mary Lou or Grimson. So yeah, Grimson's the least evil. Which is...
You think Grimson is more evil than Grindelwald?
He killed... beasts, honestly.
Grindelwald wants to kill millions of muggles, but
he wants to kill people, and I mean, there's too many people on this planet.
He's even charismatic.
Wow. Oh my god,
savage taste. Dark. For
I was more thinking about the fact that Grimson isn't even charismatic, so he really has nothing to compensate the fact that he is evil, so...
Yeah.
Now, I mean, if you married Grindelwald, that pretty much guarantees you, like, protection, right? Like, he's not gonna kill you if you're married to him. His followers are gonna come after you. I don't know.
Okay, so what will we do with Mary Lou?
I guess we gotta kiss Mary Lou.
I guess we're kissing her, yeah.
Is that the only one that we all five of us agree now?
No, I would definitely marry Grimson and kill Grindelwald, but okay. I mean, personally.
Okay, Helene.
I think I might marry Mary Lou because she's got that. She's got the building in New York. That's probably some premium real estate.
We don't know where.
And she's way older than me. So when she does die, that means I get some primo real estate in New York City.
I mean, that's a take.
I mean, then, they're all older than me, so.
Then I'm a kill Grindelwald, and I guess I'm a kill Grimson and break his heart. So that way he, you know, he's like, oh, being a bounty hunter is bad because now Anne doesn't love me anymore. I'm going to go become a monk.
Man, your love and affection are really that influential, are they?
You would be surprised. You don't know how many monks I've left in my wake.
No, I'm still considering killing Mary Lou because I can't stand a woman who is beating children, so yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all pretty awful.
Yeah, let's just face it. We just want to do kill, kill, kill.
Yeah. Right.
Cool. We've also got some more questions from our listeners. So the first one is from Melanie, and she says, despite there being already a lot of characters in the movie so far, and that we are getting the Dumbledore-Grindelwald story, who from the Potterverse, fitting the time frame of the 20s, would you like to see in the movies?
So, I mean, it has to be logical, right? So we can't say McGonagall because that's not logical.
Because she's already dead, you want to say?
Yeah. I'm quite intrigued to see Henry Potter, so the great grandfather of Harry, because he looks like an interesting guy who is involved in politics, so that could make sense to have just a cameo of him in the ministry or something like that.
I want to see Aberforth, and I'm fairly sure we'll get to see Aberforth, because we never see much of Aberforth. Everyone always forgets about Aberforth.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Aberforth.
True. I want him to.
I would like to see some member of the Black family.
Ooh.
I feel like we'll get to. I mean, we've got the Lestranges. Like, we should have the Blacks, too.
I want to see a member of Victor Crumb's family, because we know they were victims of Grindelwald, so
that's
I want
right.
to see.
His grandfather was killed by him, something? No, maybe?
Something like that. I think that's it.
I think this would be later, like, in the fourth or the fifth movie, for the timelines to work, but Septimus Weasley and Cedrella Black, that's Arthur's parents. I would love to see them.
Yeah.
You know what?
I also would like to see Hagrid.
Yeah, Hagrid. And Tom Riddle, too. I mean, yeah, that would be interesting to see him at school.
I want to see all of that now. Like, going into this question, I was like, oh, that's really hard. But now I'm just like, no, that's all really good points.
I'm going to call up Steve Kloves and tell him that we have a list of demands.
Yeah, but that's too much. We are already complaining because there is too many characters. We're asking 10 more.
Well, I mean, a lot might of well them is it. Just relatives of people that we know. So
yeah,
we're not asking for like a spin-off movie. We're just asking them to be like, oh, hey, Cedrella. And she's like, hey, guys. And then that's it.
Yeah, the same kind of cameo like the McLagan kid. It works. So why not?
The next question is also from Melanie, and it's even tougher because she asks, make up your very own Fantastic Beast that you would like to see. Tell us what it looks like, what it likes to do, and what its name is.
Ooh.
Is it just cheating if I grab my husband's monster manual off the floor and just turn into a pig? I have no idea.
I mean, I was just about to say, okay, so imagine this cute little fluffy brown creature. I think I'm going to call it Eevee. And it has this thing where it can evolve into a Ninetales. Anyway.
Perfect!
How are you so prepared for this question?
No, I mean, literally all I can think of are Pokemon. Okay. So
I think I can think of a felin-like creature, like a big cat, something, who has a magic fur, something like that.
Magic fur?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm creating as I'm speaking, so maybe a fin-like creature who has a fur that can keep you warm or cold, depending on what you need, so you can cuddle him and be warm or cold whenever you need. Yeah, that's it.
Aw, that's cute.
I just want to see a dinosaur, to be honest. because I just love dinosaurs.
I love that answer.
I'm picturing like a fox-like creature that, because foxes can see in the dark, instead of that, it can just see like really far. And it like acts as like, you don't need like a GPS because you just say, hey, fox, like what's up there? Like 5 miles, scope it out.
That's cool. Love that.
That's cool.
I think I'm going to have basically a, it's going to look like a red panda, except for the fact that it can spit poison up to 6 meters.
What? Why?
Because I just remember someone was posting pictures of a red panda in some thread on some forum I was reading, and someone was like, well, they have to do something horrible to counteract being that cute, right? Like, they eat flesh or something. So the idea of a red panda like spits poison is hilarious to me.
Okay.
Oh my god.
So that's what we're going with.
I'm never going to look at a red panda the same way again.
I would want like a cat that can stand on its hind legs and speak English.
So was it from the Trek movie?
It's just gonna be like, feed me now. Why are you not feeding me?
It'll just be like a buddy that you can like go hang out with. And
I'm really not sure if cats are the best buddies to hang out with. I mean, I love cats. I've grown up with cats.
I'm hanging out with my cat right now.
But don't know if I want to know what they think. I mean, a bunch of you have cats, and I'm sure you've all had the moment where the cat kind of stares at you, and you were like, I really don't know what you think right now.
It would be like having another friend, but every once in a while you could like rub its chin and it'll start purring. I mean, I don't know.
Okay. Helene, if you start like rubbing people's chins, I'm gonna be
only
concerned.
If they look like a cat.
Stay 6 feet away from me.
Always. So for the next round, we're doing how many beasts can you name without repeating any? So we're going in circles between the hosts. So I think we decided that Amy's gonna start.
Okay. Thunderbird.
Thestral.
Nifler.
God, you guys took all of mine already. Zowu.
Phoenix.
Mooncalf.
Augury.
Botrico.
I'm so bad at these. Did you just say Madigo?
No.
Nope.
Okay, Madigo.
I wanted to say that one. Boatruckle.
I already said that too.
Oh, did you? Unicorn.
Chupacabra.
Did someone already say Phoenix?
Yeah.
Oh, dang it. Demiguys.
Billy Wig? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sirens?
Hippogriff?
Kelpie?
Alchemy?
I can't say that. Erupant.
Erupant, yeah.
Erupant.
Runespore.
Veilwolf.
Letifold.
We're lasting a lot.
I said house elf. Oh. I don't know if anybody.
Oh, sorry.
Is it a beast?
I mean, it's not a human.
I think they're classified as beasts, but.
Okay. Hindbehind?
Crap.
What are they called? Aragog, essentially? Do you know what I mean? The big spiders?
Oh, the Acromantula.
Yes.
Red caps.
Ooh.
Sphinx.
Did we say dragon?
Nope.
Dragon.
Hinky punks.
Ooh. Mare people.
Blast-ended scroots.
I was literally just about to say that. Crumple-horned snorkax.
Getting tougher, isn't it?
Yeah.
Grindiro, the twisted said Grindiro.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Pygmy puffs.
Do you have centaurs yet?
No.
Cool. I don't think so.
Flooper.
Cornish pixies.
I think I'm. No, I don't know.
Are we done?
I think so.
Oh, to the listeners who are screaming at your phone, we're sorry. Please send them in to us.
I think we did pretty great. I wasn't sure expecting we we had so much.
I'm sure we missed like some really, really obvious ones.
Yeah. I mean, so, my next one would have been Doxy, but yeah.
Yeah, I thought of that too.
Phoenixes. But like every round, like I've just said my word, and then I'm like, while you're talking, I'm thinking of the next one. And so many times I had one, but one of you kept naming it.
Same.
And
same.
Yep. Yep.
Do we all?
We did it.
Yeah. That was stressful. So Mary on Facebook asked us, when Warner Brothers comes out with their streaming service, how would you feel about the Harry Potter series? What kind would you like to see?
Yes, 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 and yes.
So somebody on Tumblr suggested a Brooklyn Nine-Nine style series about horrors. Ooh. And that is literally all I've ever wanted.
I mean, I'm like still that. Here for the Marauders one.
I was going to say Marauders.
Even though that's a bit cliche, I suppose.
Yeah. I want a Marauder too, of course. I would be interesting about a Founders story too.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But I would also be okay with them redoing the seven books.
Into a series.
Yeah.
It'd be cool.
Yeah, I would be okay with that. Yeah.
I mean, it's gonna happen. Let's face it.
Yeah. I also like the horrors idea, just because I feel like that could be really cool. Like, you could, you know, really develop the characters, like, within the office, and then, like, have them responding to magical emergencies. Like, I feel like that could just be really fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you remember the one of the trailer that they did for the game? Oh gosh, I forgot the name of the game. The mobile game.
Wizards Unite.
Yeah, Wizards Unite. They did a very cool trailer with it looks like a trailer for a TV show actually, and it looks so good, and that makes me willing to have this kind of series because it looks really good.
Yeah. I could also see like a politics faced one for like, you know, what happened in book 5, which I'm assuming happened a lot of times because that's just politics. You know, the inner workings of the ministry.
Yeah. Now that's why I would be okay with retelling of the seven books, because they can play with that and they can expand beyond the books and make some episode quite politics. Other one, why not with the point of view of side characters that we don't have in the books, and it could be really cool.
Could also be cool to have you know, Luna obviously marries into the Scamander family to see where that goes.
Yes, like a nature documentary series with her and Wolf. How cute would that be?
Yeah. Okay, we have a lot of ideas, so Warner Brothers, if you want to hire...
Copyright goes to Speak Beastie.
Warner Brothers, we're waiting for your call.
Well, thank you so much for listening to this special episode of Speak Beastie, and a huge, huge, huge thank you for sending all your questions. I think I can speak for all of us that we had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Good
time. Yeah.
And who knows, maybe I presume we're all going to be stuck indoors for a while longer, so maybe we'll have another one of these episodes. So hang in there, friends, and stay healthy.
And bonus episodes aren't the only thing we're going to be doing extra while we're all kind of looking for amusement. So keep an eye on our social networks. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at SpeakBeastie. On Facebook at facebook.com/speakbeastie, on Tumblr, speakbeastiepodcast.tumblr.com. And as always, if you want to support the show, you can do so on Patreon at patreon.com/speakbeastie. We really appreciate all of our Patreon supporters, and you guys help us be able to create this show.
And I just want to add, if you are really bored, you can, or if you're not, if you just want more content, you can go to our YouTube channel, because we have a lot of side episode with the Common Room correspondent, and we have a lot of fun. We have a lot of great discussion about the old episode and what the host predicted right or not. So that's, I don't know how many hours we did, but there is a lot to watch there. So, yeah.
And if you're looking for people to talk to, our Common Room is a great place for that too. So,
yeah.
All right, everyone. this has been fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we'll check back in with all you listeners the next time. Our next regular episode comes out next week. So you'll have plenty to listen to. Hours and hours worth of podcasts. Great time to catch up. I'm Amy.
I'm Helene.
I'm Marjolaine.
I'm Anne.
And I'm Oreo. Case closed.